period of God's redemptive history.
That's an amazing passage you quoted from Job. He's talking about bodily resurrection there, which you'll occasionally hear people say, well, that wasn't even an Old Testament idea, but clearly it was.
Clearly it was. And David had it when he said, I'll awaken in his likeness.
Hmm.
I think also we have to keep in mind that in the Old Testament, the saints who loved God and knew God lived with a hope, not some kind of fear or dread of where they were going to wind up. There was an anticipation of the presence of the Lord. I think that's all through the Psalms.
Hmm. John, another question we got in several forms, and so I'll sort of paraphrase it for you. You know, out there on the internet, there's probably as much disinformation floating around as there is truth. And one of the persistent rumors that goes around about you personally and your beliefs has to do with the blood of Christ. And there are people who I've seen, I've read what they've said on the internet, saying that you don't believe it was necessary for Jesus to shed his blood for our salvation. Now, I know you've answered this question many, many times, but could you just give us one more time your view on the necessity of Christ's blood?
Well, first of all, Phil, let me say that I have been completely misrepresented by people who said I do not believe that. Of course I believe Christ had to die.
In fact, just a historical point, the first person who published that accusation against you later rescinded it and apologized for having misrepresented you.
Yes, called me on the telephone and said, I know you don't believe that, but he was part of an institution that wanted to discredit me, and so that's what they did. Jesus died on the cross because that's what God predetermined he would do, that he would be lifted up, as we know the Old Testament pictures the serpent lifted up, and Christ even said, as a serpent in the wilderness is lifted up, so the Son of Man being lifted up will draw all men to himself, and all of that. I think the image of a bloody death is all over the Old Testament. Every animal that was sacrificed was a bloodbath. Priests were butchers who stood ankle deep in blood in the temple. It was a slaughterhouse. The temple was a slaughterhouse. It was bloody. And the image of that was to depict a violent death. And I think when you look at the cross of Christ, you have the Passover lamb dying a bloody, violent death. And it's necessitated. It's all the imagery of the Old Testament that directs itself toward that. Now, having said that, you have to stop short of saying